The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awakened with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for wanting to spend some time with us today. We appreciate you're there. Of course, we're here in the north in southern Ontario, where the show has been broadcast from, and it's been a very, very cold weekend, Friday especially. We're talking wind chill factor, minus 33 or something like that. Anyhow, we're alive, we're surviving it. We've been doing this for hundreds of years. Not personally, I haven't been around that long. However, it'll never change. We just have to learn to accept it, adapt ourselves to it, and live on. Speaking of which, you're listening to Barrington. What we talk about is spirituality, how to live a best life, how for you to live your best self, to become the greatest that you can possibly be. What we say is wake up to a new reality. And in doing that, we raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to realize that you are on the top shelf. You are great. You're the ocean. You create all things. And by all means, you're part of all that there is. We're connected in one source. We're all the same. No difference among us other than the ideas that we choose. We were created the same way and we've come here the same method. And when the journey is over or the vacation has come to an end, we return. And of course, we go through what we call rebirth, recycle, reincarnation, whatever you want to call it. But we never leave here. Many times I've done this show and people disagree with the fact that I say there's nowhere to go. We're here. There's no down there. And of course, if there's no down there, they cannot be an opposite to the down there. I don't dare say it. Wake up to a new reality. Wake up to live in your best self. Understand clearly that the package that you showed up with has all the information in it for you to live your best self, for you to realize who you are, to know thyself, for you to be kind to each other. Also, learn to appreciate that the next person that stands beside you is actually you. We've come from the same place, regardless of what we look like. If you're picking fruits off the tree, you can't deny that all of them were raised by this tree. The quality that exists in each one will taste differently because, you know, depending on exposure to the sun or whatever, but it still was produced by the same tree. Therefore, they are the same. Same ingredients. Some do taste a little bit more sour or bitter, and some are very sweet. Isn't that just how we adjust our personalities? Maybe the trees can do the same. Wake up to a reality. Wake up and understand who you are. Wake up and be the best person. Be the best self. Live life today, because tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow is just a promise, and today is a consistent. Today is a constant, and we're experiencing that. Live today. And forget about tomorrow. because life is for the living and it happens now. Wake up to that reality. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you're around on Thursdays as well, at 10 p.m., this same show is being repeated at 10 p.m. Thursday, same place, just a different time. Enjoy it. If you missed some of the shows or some of the ideas that we talk about, there's always a way for you to jump on board and check out awaken1308@gmail.com. And that will take you to that's our email address that will take you and guide you into finding where we are on with our webpage, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. The shows are all repeated there. You will see them. And if there's a favorite one, you can also download, listen free all the time. And this will become a part of your life. Wake up to this new reality. Wake up and become the best self. I'm thanking everybody for joining me today. All our longtime listeners, supporters, and everyone from anywhere where you're listening from around the world, welcome everyone, longtime old listeners as well as new listeners, welcome to Barrington Awaken. Everybody, welcome home. I've been doing a lot of course, I meditate, and I suggest that everybody out there should try and do it. You get busy, you get caught up, you don't have time for it, but once it becomes a part of your life, if you learn it, make it a part of the things you do as a habit, you will appreciate all that it has to offer. And of course, the last couple of weeks I've been looking, and let me apologize for not being here last week. I had an emergency I needed to attend to. All is well. We're back to normal. And here I am today with a live show. So again, apologizing for not doing a show last week. We had a repeat. I want to talk about breathing and how important it is for you. In the short note, I want to say, try to do your breathing cycle from the take in until you hold and let go should be about 10 seconds. Or if you want to measure it differently, about 6 of those for every minute that you're breathing. So it's a very slow process. You breathe in for approximately 5 seconds very slowly, and deep, you hold it for 1 second, and then you blow it, exhale, back out for the 4. There's 10 seconds right there. 5 in, hold 1, 4 out, 10 seconds. And if you could get on a pattern where you learn to do this for approximately 6 times per minute, so the full cycle from start to finish will take you 10 seconds. You want to do that 6 times per minute. And once you've done that, you've trained yourself how to do this, it become like we're all breathing right now. I hope we're all breathing right now. We're not putting in a conscious effort into it. But if you've learned and you've trained yourself to become that rotating 10-second cycle or six per minute cycle, it becomes innate within you. And then you're doing this all the time unconsciously, like when you're sleeping or when you're arguing with somebody. No, that may elevate it. But when you're just relaxing and taking it easy, when you're driving, when you're watching TV or whatever you're doing, you get this cycle going. The idea behind it is to train the body to do that on its own. If right now we're doing something different, if we're stressed for one thing, our breathing will change. Okay, if we're too relaxed, it will change. If we're excited, it will change. If we're depressed, it will change. All these things will change the method in which you breathe. A lot of what we do is we take this air in and a short breath and blow it back out, not allowing it to stay within the system long enough. It goes into the lungs and then you push it out before the job gets done. The job meaning whatever the breath is doing to you. If you can bring it in, hold it, bring it back out, push it back out, exhale, you're doing this and it will give you an amazing feeling in the entire body, because now you're feeding the body with the breath, the air that comes in, the oxygen that comes in, and it's doing its job before you exhale and you're taking deep breath in. If you've ever done yoga, or any of these exercising classes, including Tai Chi, one of the things that they emphasize all the time is the method in which we're breathing. We have to allow this air to come into your lungs for long enough for it to do the job, and then you exhale out, and it will change the way you look at life. It will help you in depressive mode. It definitely will help you in stress. You know, one of the things that goes through every one of us is some form of stress. And it's a common denominator for a lot of the illnesses that we face is being stressed out. And of course, if you can take some time and learn how to meditate and learn this method in which you're going to breathe and relax and stay calm, eventually your stress will be reduced, maybe even go away, and the body will function the way it is supposed to function. When the stress is in the body, it behaves really badly. So we want to be able to learn how to breathe properly. I just wanted to talk about that for one quick minute. It's been more than a minute, but the point being is if you could train yourself or teach yourself how to breathe properly and do it long enough for it to happen on its own, for you to now take on this trend of allowing this 10-second cycle to go through, or six per minute cycle to go through, it becomes an eight, and that's what your body will do from here on in, and the entire body will have sufficient amount of oxygen that it needs. We are just the breath. And we talked about that. We talk about it a lot. In the fact that we're spiritual beings and spiritual existence, we're just the breath. And there's something significant in learning how to utilize it with the body effectively. You have to work it as a tool. It is as important as the food we eat, because it is the food we eat. It does keep us alive. Every single one of us right now, we're breathing. We just have to learn, if we haven't already, how to do it properly so we get the benefits of it. Learn that. There's tons of information on the YouTube if you wanted to say proper breathing, proper method of breathing, the benefits of breathing, all these things. Well, you just type that in and you'll get all these information, a lot of information, and all of them is going to tell you the same thing. You have to breathe properly to live proper. And the oxygen that comes into your body, you have to allow it to stay there long enough to do its job for it to take care of the body. And of course, whatever you're going through in life, if we're going to start trying to fix it, we have to make sure that body is at premium. At least the breathing method is at its premium. We are just the breath. And if we could keep it going, keep it accurate, we will do much better for ourselves. I've said it many times. And meditation, I'm going to talk about a little bit towards the end of the show. Meditation is a great tool to put you in the mood or the mode to utilize the allowing enough sufficient amount of air to come into the body. And by meditating, you're learning that. So the best thing you could do maybe is to learn how to meditate. And in doing that, you could use the one stone to kill two birds. Meaning you're meditating, you're setting yourself up for awesomeness, as well as you're learning how to breathe properly. I just thought I'd throw that out. It's very important. I've been looking at it for the last couple of weeks, and through meditation and everything else, and you generally become calm, cool, and collective if you know how to breathe properly. A good gateway to learning that is to meditate. And I've said before, if you can imagine the air coming in, let's say it's green and it comes into your system and you hold on to it you count five to come in, you hold on to it for 1 second, and you count four to push it back out. Now, if you're concentrating on the numbers to do the count, you may miss out on something. So just imagine the air coming in very slowly. You hold it for a second, and then you push it back out. And you practice doing that. If you focus on that, and that's all that the mind is being occupied by, guess what? You're meditating. Try to do that 10 or 15 minutes per day. Start in the morning and then before you go to bed. And if you continue this throughout the day, you will realize the benefits of doing it. My team and I are trying to put together this little device, and we want to send this device out just as a reminder to everyone that all we got to do is just take it easy and breathe. That should be coming to you real soon. Today, we're talking about, I just covered all the whole breathing thing about, that we've talked about, we're going to talk about, we have talked about, we just covered the whole breathing thing, and it's a hope that you take something from it and make it a part of your everyday. But what we want to talk about is the journey that we're on. We're all on a journey, and we all start the same place, and it ends the same place, in another place. But they all start the same way, and they all end the same way. We've come from the same place. You've heard me say that many times. And when we finish with this body, we're going back to the same place. And then we get another turn, another tour of duty. So if we don't want to admit it, you know, we may not, but we have to accept it, that there's an end to the time that you spend here for now in this life, in this tour of duty, on this circle. The idea behind it is for us to live to the best of our abilities and do it while we are consciously aware and we have the physical ability to do it. So the whole idea behind it is to have a fantastic life and not to think that you're going to save some for tomorrow. The whole idea behind it is to appreciate it now. You are a spiritual being, regardless of what you may feel or think about spirituality. You're living in it. Imagine trying to tell me you're in the middle of the ocean swimming, but you're not getting wet. How could that be possible? You are in life. You are living a spiritual life. Know it. You may not know it, but you are doing it. You are doing it. However, we've been told many times as to our origin, our ideas, how we should live, where we're going to go, what's the rules of, are we going to go up there, are we going to go down there, what's going to happen at the end? Well, you could predetermine that, what's going to happen at the end, because you are the creator of who you are. The place you are in right now was created by the thoughts or the ideas that you would have had some time ago. You've planned something, and here you are. You're living your plan. A lot will disagree and say, why would I create this? Well, that's hard to find out. No one knows that answer, but you may be in a situation where you can say, oh my Lord, I remember thinking about this at some point, and here I am. And saying all that, I have to say, be careful of the thoughts that you hold on to, because you're calling them in. You're showing interest. You're showing interest in that thought, be it good or bad or negative, whatever the case may be, however you interpret good or bad, but you have a focus on it. You're thinking about it. And if you're thinking about it, you're bringing it into your presence. I remember teaching my child how to ride a bicycle many years ago. I hope he has forgiven me. And I took him to this big tennis court and I put him on the bicycle and I said, go around in a circle and avoid the post. There's a big post in the middle of this place, and we had a lot of room to ride around. I said, just ride around in this little circle and you know, stay away from the post. And I pushed him off as he went on, and he rode around, and sure enough, veered right into the post and hit it, bang. And I ran towards him, tried to intercept him before he did this crash on the post. But I said, post, and he saw the post. And he headed towards it. Not intentionally, I don't think, but at the subconscious level, I think that whatever guided him to that, I'm saying all this to tell you that whatever you hold on to, and if you realize when children see something, you know, you ever teach your kid how to drive illegally and, you know, somewhere and they just look at something and their eyes focus on it. Or when I put the kids on the boat and there's another boat in the water and they just see it and they drive towards it and then no turn and they're fixated on it. The thought or whatever it is going on in their mind is making them wanting to go to that point. The idea or why I'm saying all of what I'm saying is that be mindful of what you're focused on. It might not be favorable to you. So be mindful of all of that. It may not help you in the long run. And for whatever reason, don't let it be negative. And I've said many times, do not order anything negative for another person, people, place. thing, because in the midst of doing all this ordering, the deliverer of that order only knows your address. So be careful. If you throw a boomerang, you better get ready to duck. That's what I'm saying. Have we got any emails there, sir?
And let's see. We got a couple coming in here. Howie wants to know, I know there's no physical up or down when you talked about that when we die, but there's got to be another place. Forget about ascending or descending. Isn't there another place? That's from Howie. Sheila, tongue-in-cheek is a joke. She says, yes, Barrington, breathing is very important, or we would die. yes, we know that, Sheila. Thank you. And Ralph says, thank you very much for the meditation lessons. This has explained a lot to me, and I really appreciate it. That's from Ralph, and back to you.
Okay. Ralph, thanks. And the whole idea, Ralph, Sheila, and Howie, everybody, thank you for your email. Going to answer Ralph's about the meditating thing and respond to it. It's so important to do. And because of all that, we all get into our trench of life. We're on a train track and we're so used to running this parallel path through life. Very few of us deviate or step off the tracks because it's been working, I think. And it's, you know, why change something that's working for us? But every once in a while, we throw this monkey wrench out there and say, try something new. You know, and I've always said, go learn a language. Play an instrument, to go take singing lessons, whatever the case may be, just to do something different. And you throw in this new concept to the brain, breaks up this monotonous, if it is that, route or routine that you're taking through life. So learning to meditate is so important, and it's not mainstream because a lot of people are still questioning it. How do I sit there, close my eyes, and get results from it? But you have to sit there, close your eyes, and get results from it for you to know that it exists. Like all the other faith that they've talked about, this one has proof that you can do it, and it will settle you down. It will calm you down. It will make you easier. It will will make you more tolerant and less likely to fly off the handle, if that's a real real expression. So it is important, Ralph. It is very important. It's something we all should be doing. A lot of us in this part of the world, anywhere in the world, we're so caught up with chasing. You ever see the cartoon of the monkey and the banana, and the broomstick is tied in front, monkey on a bicycle rather, and a broomstick is tied in front of him with a bunch of bananas hanging on it, and he's pedaling his butt off to catch this banana, which he can never do because it's attached to him. And the faster he pedals, the faster he thinks he's going to get to it. But the faster he's pedaling, the more he's pushing it away from him. And he just keeps going until he gets to the point where he's completely exhausted. He'll never catch the banana because he can't. And the great prize doesn't even exist. But the chase to him was so important that he gave his entire life to accomplish that. Who is the monkey? That's the question. So we're all in that trend. We're all running to accomplish something, and we're all going full speed to get it because it's just a hand reach away from you. And, you know, of course, you get there, you find that you might be allergic to bananas. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is we've give up so much of our time in the hustle, we forget to slow down and live and have a good day and enjoy, breathe and relax and take it easy. This is what we're trying to do. That's why we talk about trying to get you involved in learning or doing meditation. It doesn't take a lot of your time. When you learn how to do it, you'll want to do it all the time. You know that feeling you get when you're waiting for the new episode of your favorite thing that you're watching to come on? You're anxious. Well, you have to get that same feel towards wanting to sit and meditate, knowing the benefits that you are going to get, you will get. It is there calling you. You just have to learn how to listen and take instructions towards accomplishing it. Sheila, yes, we have to breathe. It's very important. And if you're not doing it, obviously, you're not alive. But I understand you're cracking a joke. However, we want to say that you can and learn how to do it properly. In the early part of the show, I said, once you learn how to do it properly, it'll be beneficial for you and it'll do awesome things for you. Learning how to do it properly is what we are trying to get you. And how is it proper? What's the good method? What's the bad method? And all these things, there's many different ways to do it. I was also learning about people who are asthmatic, you know, and you have to rely on that puffer to give you extra oxygen. You can actually train yourself to lower. And I'm not saying throw your puffers out the window, because I can never, ever, will never say that. But you could learn how to breathe properly, allow oxygen in, last longer enough for it to do its job, and then you allow it back out. We could talk about this one forever. But anyway, you're right, Sheila, we do have to breathe. And if we weren't doing it, we wouldn't be happy. We wouldn't even exist. Okay, Howie, you wanted to know if there's another place. You're saying that the up and the down and the, you know, up there, down there, around the corner, I don't know, under a rock. This is it, man. We're here. Is there another place? Everything that exists on this planet is a product of this planet. The odd time you get a meteorite or something coming out of the sky, and I'm not touching that because it's not what I do. But basically what's here, you're a product of this land. Physically, you're definitely a product of this land. And when you're finished, the physical part of you, the body, goes back to the land. There's nowhere else for it to go, right? You dig it up, and they say, when they do the funeral ritual, I've heard them say, you return to the dust. There's dust involved and return involved. I don't remember the proper exact words that were used. So you've come from this earth. You will return to this earth. The physical aspect and the spiritual part of you comes from the environment. It's a product of the environment. The God that exists is what makes this earth function. The functionality of it is a product of here. Nothing comes in new, nothing leaves. It's here. And when you finish with the body, you're still here without the body. Take that ice cube take a glass of water from the ocean and freeze it and make it an ice cube, and then stick it outside on the porch, and eventually it finds itself back into the ocean. And it goes through many stages, from the liquid to the solid to the gas. I think it was grade 4 you learned that, or maybe grade 5. But the point being, it's a continual circle. You can't destroy it. You can't throw it away. You can't bury it. And if you were to walk out in the middle of the desert and, let's say, spit, it will find its way back to the ocean, because that's what it does. When we show up here as a body, we live as a body, we do our crazy things, we do our funny dances and fight in the MMA, and then we get finished with that, then we return. And you do it again. And you do it again. And you do it again. Is there another place to go? No. This is it. You're all a product of this land, every single one of us. We're here. We're here. And the existence of your everything is here. When you leave, you just put the body down. You're not going anywhere. You lay the body down, you bury it. Nowadays they're burning it, whatever they do. Maybe back in the medieval time they used to eat it, regardless of what happens. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that eat it part, but regardless of what happens, you're still a product of here. The universe is in you, as opposed to all of us thinking we're in the universe. They scraped little bits and pieces of it together, and they fashioned it in the shape of a man or a dinosaur or a lion or even a snake. And that becomes a product of this land. Once the breath leaves the physical thing, the land part of it goes back. I think they say 80% or 70. I hear different numbers all the time. I'm willing to guess we're 85% earth. And everything that exists in the planet will exist in you. And you can count down the list from the sodium to the sugar to the mercury to the dirt to the water. It's all a part of, and it's directly proportioned to the size of the universe. They say our land is, what, 75% water? Oh, look at that. Coincidentally, we are 75% or 80%, whatever the numbers are. Direct proportion. I'm just saying that. Anyway, so there is no other place to go. You're here. And once you're finished here, you're going to stay here. And, you know, sorry, I mean, it doesn't sound like, it's not a bad gig. It's not a bad gig, you know, but this is a product of our land. And when you do choose to come back and get another body, the cycle continues. There is no up there or down there. No heaven, no hell. People don't like to hear that, because if we're teaching you to be obedient and behave yourself, then you can get the greater part of life after you're dead. After you're dead. So humble yourself now, and after you're dead, then you have the reward. How does that work? Come and work for me. I'll employ you tomorrow for 40 years, and after you retire, I'll pay you. Yeah, you have choice words for me, don't you? Anyways, my point being is that live now. And if you work for me today, get your pay now. And to think that you're going to wait till you finish your job and retire and go home, then I'll give you all this money or this payment, reward, whatever the case may be, hold hands and sing kumbaya, however you look at it, it doesn't seem to make any sense. Live your life now. Tomorrow is just a promise. Today is in front of you. Deal with it accordingly. Your life is actually in your hands, your choice. You choose. If you're not having a good time, those choices that you've made, if you're not living in a great place, you're not having a good headspace, it would have been decisions that you made that have brought you there. Now, if you've navigated yourself to this particular situation, you know for certain you have the ability to navigate yourself back out. And if you're a little rusty and you need a little bit of help, there's a lot of information on this teaching you how to get back to your best self, or get to your best self. Many, many, many methods. We talk about it on this show a lot. We talk about spirituality, how to live your best self, how to get rid of the luggage, how to de-stress yourself. We don't even understand we're really stressed out trying to get somewhere, thinking when we get there we'll be happy, not realizing on the journey there we've picked up some stress, and when you're there you're definitely full with it. And the stress is our common denominator that causes a lot of the issues that we have to deal with every single day. Take a good look at that monkey on the bicycle chasing the banana. Like I said, I hope that poor monkey's not allergic to bananas, because when he get there, he'll be so damn hungry, his teeth may fall out, can't eat the darn thing. Anyway, my point being is that we're running towards something. We're seeking something that we think is going to give us pleasure, but we're sacrificing our greatest, worth, our time to attain it. So you'll get it, but you'll be too damn tired to eat it or enjoy it. Or you may die trying. You're on your bicycle pedaling like crazy and get taken out by a transport truck. Wow, that would really suck. I'm just saying that. Anyway, I'm talking to you today about going green, living life. Have your best self step forward. When you show up, send your best self. Live your life as your best self. Don't cheat on you. Do not do that. Bring forth the best way. Learn that you are in charge of who you are. Learn nobody is responsible for you. Nothing. You are the one. You are the head of the class. You are the top shelf. Nobody is responsible for you. And the sooner you learn that, life becomes more fun. Now, if you're living in your parents' home and they have their own rules and you do have to follow them, this is just how it is. But suppose you weren't and you're on your own doing your own thing. You need to know that nobody is responsible for you. You are responsible for yourself. If you live in this society and you want to be tolerant of every, you have to be tolerant of everybody and a lot of the rules. So you have to wake up and face that reality. But until you realize that no one is responsible for you, no one, this is going to be hard, nobody is coming to rescue you. I said it. Nobody is coming to rescue you. And I know that's hard, because we feel entitled. We feel as if somebody, something, some force, some entity, holds us something. Nobody holds you anything. The minute you realize you're on your own, you've got your own key to turn your own door, the same as you've got the ability to create all the greatness that you require for this existence, you have to come to the term to understand no one is coming to rescue you. My entire life I was raised in this particular religion, and I was told for a long time that somebody's coming back to... Somebody went ahead to prepare a better place for us, and he's going to come back and take us there. Oh, and it'll happen when all of us come into agreement that this is the way to live. Well, that's never going to happen. And coming back, how is that even possible? How is that going to happen? And I remember hearing this as a little boy and thinking my entire growing up, well, what's taking them so long? You know, the great-grandma's gone, grandma's gone, you know, and so on. And so you get the message. I wondered, what's taking so long? And you would ask questions like, well, when was this promise made? 6,600? A long time. So the idea that existed way back then is completely different today. People are different. Our mindsets are different. Everything is completely different. But we're waiting for him to come back to rescue us from 2,000 years ago? That would be interesting. And then, of course, again, I said earlier that you could come to work for me if you want, and you just work and do 45 years of work, and then I'll pay you at the end of your work period. I'll save it all up for you and pay you at the very end. How does that work? No pun intended. So, we're talking today about living life and living it today. Live it now is the best time. Be mindful. Nobody holds you anything. You're on your own. It sounds gross. It is what it is. The decisions that you make, let's hope you've got this family going and you make a decision collectively. You have to be tolerant because you live in this society. You can't make your own rules because you're part of this society, but you can definitely make your own rules for yourself and be mindful that no one is coming to rescue you. That's the hardest thing for a lot of people because they've spent many, 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 many years hearing something completely different. They didn't come for your mom or your grandma, your great-grandma or great-great-great-grandma, but they may come for you. No, that's not going to happen either. Wake up. We talk about waking up and understand yourself that you are the God that exists. When you're looking for something of greatness to elevate you, look within. Go put a mirror in front of your face and take a look at you. That's who you are. Create everything you want to create because you've got that ability. Learn how to live in the expectations of being good, kind, humble, and all these other things, and then tomorrow you're going to get your reward. I don't see how that's even possible. I've heard many times people say, a promise is a comfort to a fool. A promise is a comfort to a fool. So I'll stand here and promise you a great life after this one. You set your own level of comfortness. Just saying. I'm just saying. Have we got anything else there, sir?
Boy, do we.
Oh, no.
All right. Stan writes in. He says, let me just make this larger. Barrington, you've said you were raised Catholic as a child on past shows. I've heard you say that. So, of course, you would have been taught about a places called heaven and hell. When did you start to hate all those teachings? That's from Stan. Ryan says, I know what you're talking about, but we're talking about eternity after the fact. My God, in the Catholic faith, wants you to live your life, wants you to experience things, wants you to do this and that. But he's talking about eternity. You don't come back. That's from Ryan. Kim says, hey, Barrington, I need a job. I'll work with you. Okay, Kim. And lastly, let's see. Annie says, Barrington, I love your take on everything. I listen to you all the time, but man, were you hurt as a kid about the Catholic faith. That's from Annie. Back to you.
Okay. Did I use the word Catholic and hurt? And are people... I don't get a lot of what I hear back from the feed. I don't.
I don't. They were talking about past shows.
Oh, past shows. No, I'm not Catholic, and that's going to answer. I was not raised Catholic. I'm not sure why you thought you may have heard me say that, but no. And was I hurt by the Catholic? No. How is that possible? I wasn't there. The that part wasn't there. So Annie, I don't have a hate for no one. I have a lot of love for everyone and want them to seek the path of least resistance and see a path of righteousness and open a door for them to see a better way through life. Was I beat up or hurt by the Catholic faith? No, I don't understand it fully, to be honest with you. What I do know about Catholicism or the Catholic faith is what I've read about as I got older and stuff. No, I was not raised Catholic. I'm not sure where that came from, but if I said that, it would have been a total mistake, but I would not be saying that because it didn't happen. Thank you very much for that, Annie. And I'm not sure, but he says I was hurt by it. That's interesting. Kim, you need a job. I think you missed the part that I said I'm not going to pay you until the end of your journey. And I was joking. I was making an analogy. No, I'm good. I've got employees where I need them right now. But you're probably making a joke because I don't even know where you are. But the point being is that's good. That's very good. The whole idea behind what I was trying to say is that you can't rely on promises to get you through this life because it is now. And the promises are probably won't happen. You don't come back. The Catholic Church speaks of eternity, and eternity is all of life. You know, we can assume some amazing artists has eternal life, and some amazing people that we've encountered have forever lasting life and stuff like that. Everybody's going to remember Michael Jackson forever, or maybe Donald Trump. I'm not sure. But when we talk about eternal coming back, they say you go to heaven and you don't come back. That's what Catholic or Christian faith is saying. You go there, you live eternal life from there on and forever. That's what's being said. You know, if you listen to a lot of what the Hindu, the Lord Krishnas of the world or the Gandhis of the world will say, is that you're going to get a chance to rebirth and start again. The cycle continues, much like a conveyor belt. If you see the actions of a conveyor belt, it carries the load and you're on top and then it flips around and it just rotates. Or maybe it goes in a circle, I'm not sure. But either way, is the conveyor belt of life is how we exist. We still just run this thing. Once we're in a body, then we're not in a body, and then we're in a body again. And then again, we're not in a body, and then so on. You can see how that is continual. It'll happen all the time. So is there an eternal life? Yeah, you're living it. You are dab in the middle of eternal life. The heaven is with you within your mind, or the hell. You are in the midst of your eternal life. So there is the truth of that. There's absolute truth. Eternal life does exist. You're doing it. And I know for sure you're doing it because you can hear me. And I read your email, but I can hear you if I was close enough. Eternal life exists. You're in it. Do you have to go someplace else to live eternal life? Wouldn't that be like being in the ocean while you're looking for the ocean? Eternal life exists here, and we have this wonderful opportunity to live in many different forms on this eternal life. Today, I'm talking to you on the radio, and maybe the next life I'll be a plumber, and the next life I'll be a nun. I don't know if there's, you know, but the point being, eternal life does exist. You're absolutely right, and bravo for the church that brings it about. You are in the middle of your eternal life. You never, ever, ever, ever die. Life continues. It is an energy. We learned this in biology somewhere in, I don't know, middle school, that it's energy and it cannot be destroyed. That's what you are. It will change its form, much like we see how water changes its form. You will change yours, where you don't carry a physical body anymore. You're doing something different now. It's an energy. It cannot be destroyed. It just gets directed into another another path. Like I said earlier in the show, it's like water. How could you possibly destroy water? Try it, burn it, see what happens. Drink it, see what happens. Use it to water the garden, see what happens. Leave it on your kitchen table in a bowl, see what happens. It will find its way home. We are this very same way. Eternal life does exist. Is there a heaven or hell? It's only in your mind. I hope at some point we can all come to appreciate the fact that because there's information, a wealth of information that exists out there in the world, you tap into the one that's going to satisfy you best. And I hope it's the one that's going to give you the ability to wake up, open your eyes, see life for what it is. I'm going to go, before we go back into another part of, I want to talk a little bit more about the meditation. I'm responding to some of the emails that I've got. I have all these people calling me and emailing in and saying, I sound as if I'm hating someone. And I hope that's not the case, because that's not my intention. I am full of love. I want to give you an opportunity to see a different side of life. And do I have an ill feeling towards? No. I'm innocuous most times. And if you knew me, you would know that as well. I take things with a great smile. And I'm usually in a good mood because that's what I do. And I listen to everybody as to what they have to say. I don't always agree with it. And sometimes you just have to go with it just to end the conversation quickly. However, it's a misconception to assume that I was, somebody had said that I had a hurtful way of, no. I hope what I'm saying and what I have said doesn't come across as that. And I now have to go back and take a good look at what I've been saying, because I don't want you to think that I'm out here with a pitchfork and a pointy tail trying to sabotage some people, some ideas, some ways, some methods. You're taught a certain way. You believe it. You know it's truth. You have it in your mind that it's truth. But is it really? Or you just convince yourself that it is truth. There is no absolute right or no absolute wrong. Most of that stuff is relevance to how you look at it. When I say stuff like, well, it's wrong to kill, I will always say, what if that, and you'll disagree, I hope, but what if that person was trying to kill me? Oh, it's defense. Yeah, but at the end of the day, the person is still dead. And I had to have done it by killing him. We're not talking about that. That's not what the show's all about. I'm simply saying there is no absolute right, nor is there an absolute wrong. It's usually relative to how life is being perceived or looked at. A lot of the people that I know have an idea of what right is. I've told the story many times of the lion that grew up. Lion Cub grew up to become a ferocious lion, big and has the agility and the strength and the muscles and everything that is required for a lion to have. And then he meets a lioness and together they produce the cub. And the cub needs to be taken care of by that same lion. So he goes out and he eats a zebra, catches it, kills it, brings him home to feed the cub, because that's what he is supposed to do. Now you could say everything that he's done has been recorded as right. Absolutely right. Yeah, he did it. Good for him. But if you interviewed the zebra, he's going to say, man, was he so wrong? He ate my uncle. That is so wrong. And it's then relative to perspective. How do you see it? How could I possibly be wrong or right? You just have to agree or disagree, but it doesn't change the facts. Anyhow, that's what we're talking about today. So the little bit of time we've got left, I do want to go, and I know that I've gone into talking about the breathing and the meditation and all these things and how they go hand in hand together. And I can't emphasize enough the importance. It is so important that you can teach or train yourself how to breathe properly to optimize, to get the maximum of life from life itself. So if you're walking crouched over, bent down, And all of a sudden, somebody goes, hey, stand up straight. You'll balance this and the heavy load will be above your hips and it'll be easier on your back and all these other things. Just tips that will get you through being more alert. You might want to pay attention or even try it for yourself. And if you doubt it, go ahead and try it and prove me wrong. There's an idea. And you'll get there. And you'll understand it. And you will love it. You will know how to live and how to carry on. So when we talk about meditation, it just, for a minute or a second or 15 minutes, for however long you're meditating, you're giving your brain a break. Slow down the monkey, what they call monkey chatter. I don't know where that originated from, but every time I talk about meditation, that pops up. Monkey chatter that goes on in your mind all the time, and you're conflicted between, oh, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do that. Oh, this idea, and there's John, and there's, you've got all these things going on. There's a storm heading in to the thought process all the time. And the whole concept of meditation is just to say, hey, take a breath, relax. Give me a break. And you get rid of a lot of those thoughts that you don't even live. You just get them and they pass through. And if you learn to slow it down and control it and allow just one to happen, you will never be able to not have any because it's a part of the game. You know, if you're outside in the middle of the rain, you are going to get wet regardless of how invincible you think you are without an umbrella. Anyway, the point being is that the thoughts that come in, you need to be able to control them. And when they come in your meditative state, mode, time, you just dismiss them, let them go. Don't follow them down the rabbit hole. You know, you're concentrating on not having anything to think about. And this is why we say, take the breath, imagine it coming in to your lungs, into the pit of your stomach, throughout the whole body. Hold on to it for a little bit, and then you exhale. Focus on that. And if you could keep your mind just on the activities of that breath going through, you are just a breath. As you could keep your mind on this, just that activity alone, you're meditating. The brain isn't thinking about anything. Not what's on my to-do list or pick up milk on the way home or, geez, did the kids turn the lights off? You know, that kind of concept. It's just a waste of time. And you don't follow through them. And if you're afraid, and I had a whole conversation this week about people and being afraid, you're calling in the items that you're most afraid of, and you're asking yourself to be put into that predicament or that situation for it to realize, because you've convinced yourself that that fear is real. So I had to throw that in there. If you're not thinking about anything at all, your brain is resetting itself. You're getting the proper oxygen in the body because you're doing the breathing exercise, and you're allowing the thoughts, the many, many thoughts that you get per day, and I can't even count the amount, to not bother you just for that moment, and you feel refreshed. In the process of meditation, you're controlling the brain, you're controlling the mind, you're controlling a lot of things about you, and you're definitely releasing the stress that you're carrying. You exhale that puppy out of you. Bring in the fresh oxygen, hold on to it for bring it in for 5 seconds, and you hold on to it for one, and then you exhale it for the 4 seconds. That's the 10 seconds in that full cycle from start to finish, or 6 of those in the full minute. And you practice doing that. You practice doing that, and your body will start to live and function that way. Do we have any more emails there, sir?
Just one more. Carl said, back to your religion, I don't think people realize this is only a Catholic thing. Forget about that, he says. The things that you don't believe in or are against are a Christian thing. There's many, many religions that believe in Jesus, heaven, hell, etc. That's what I think a lot of folks are referring to. You were probably raised as a Christian to believe in a lot of things in the Bible, including heaven and hell, including resurrection of Jesus Christ, God, etc. And that is why I think a lot of people are saying Catholic, but it does not necessarily mean that. As you know, it could mean many Christian religions. Back to you.
I appreciate that, Carl. Thank you. And very well, very good. That was good, actually. It does clear up a lot of things. I was raised Christian, and do they run parallel? We believe in this entity, this whatever, they do run parallel. I was raised Christian, and yes, you're absolutely right. I was raised to believe in resurrection, and somebody's coming to save me, and all, you know, the good, whatever you've just mentioned. You did it very well. I was raised that way. It never sat with me, though. I never felt comfortable accepting that as the be-all and end-all. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. It didn't, you know, and I was raised in the Christian church, and I had to go every twice a week a whole time. And it was a part of my life when I was a young person growing up. You know what? I was around early teen, 16. No, I disbelieved it for a very long time. And as around 16, I picked up a Bible one day because I needed to find out for myself as opposed to being told. And I read them. I started at 16. I read them all the time until I was in my mid-40s, and I would question everybody, question this, and what of this, and what is that? I do get amazing information about that from the Christian Bible, actually, and I do quote a lot of the passages in the Bible. And it says, we're all sons of the Most High. Psalms 82, verse 6, he says, we're all sons of the Most High, that we're all gods. Because if my father is a god, I'm the son. I'm going to be a god too. And you, if a dog has a puppy, that puppy is also a dog. So I picked up these books and I read through all of them, the Torah, the Quran, the Catholicist Bible, even the Mormons. Yeah, I had a lot of free time on my hands, and the Christianity and spirituality and the Gita. And they all say a lot of great things. But are we to submit ourselves to the ideology of that book, to wait till death, to reap the benefits of life? How does that make sense? Anyway, enough about that. Thank you very much, Carl, for that information. I appreciate it. And I know I'm going to get a lot of people emailing me. By the way, it's Barrington, and the email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. Our website is heamibarringtonawaken.com. There's a book out there, and I don't talk about it much anymore. Not that I'm not loving it, but I get so caught up with the show that we run out of time. The book, Awaken Ascension Guide, it does align you to your true purpose, try to get you to understand why you're here, and gives you little pointers as how to get to finding out who you are, find yourself. It's available at Amazon.com. It's been out there for a little bit, and I know I've been saying I'm going to put a lot of them out there, but I've been so busy. But I'm working on it. I do love the audience. I do love the responses I get from everybody. I do love the email I get from everybody and the questions. I love those. And everybody who's listening to the show, I hope it's for your benefit, not to call in to be critical or to swing or take a punch or do that. It's that's not what this is about. This is opening the door for you to seek a clearer understanding of yourself. If your intent is to be mean, I will say this all the time, you can't do that. You are showing me you're mean, so you think. In the meantime, you're showing me your true strength. So, having said all that, we're here on a Sunday afternoon. We're having a wonderful show. I'm loving the questions. I had that one. It's putting a smile on my face about explaining how I was raised. Yes, there are many different angles of Christianity, many different angles. And I'm not sure. Somebody had called and said I stated that I was raised Catholic. No, not even close. And I remember reading through the Quran and following it through. I even went to do the prayers because I wanted to get the true understanding of it. And the Torah, love it. All of them has very valuable information. I think they do a lot in guiding people as to where they need to be. You wouldn't hurt any one of you to get the facts for yourself. It is available. Learn to meditate. Until we have this opportunity to talk again, I want you all to be kind to each other, be kind to yourself, put yourself first, adopt the idea as I owe me. you, yourself. You are the greatest source. You're the greatest entity. You need to live that. Wake up. And if you're having bad thoughts or bad feelings about some other people, you need to rid yourselves of that. And don't spend much of your time wishing others would fail, because you're only doing it. You're sitting down with your brakes on, asking for people to come and join you. That makes no sense. Wake up.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.